Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book is ageofthecustomer.com. And if you go to export.gov, you'll find Dr. Doug Berry's website, the U.S. Commercial Services website, a division of the Department of Commerce. He is the director of the Global Knowledge Center. Doug, I got it down that time.
Perfect.
Dr. Doug Berry, ladies and gentlemen, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Exporters, The Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. This is a wonderful, folks, even if you don't want to export, you'll enjoy reading about these stories. You'll enjoy reading about these people who are being successful, regular Main Street. I mean, folks, Many of them are regular Main Street type small businesses that are selling overseas. They're selling across borders. Doug, give us an example, or talk to us a little bit about what you consider the state of small business exporting these days. How are small business owners doing in this area?
I think they're doing very well, Jim. When we first started talking 10 or more years ago, there were about 150,000 small and medium-sized companies that were exporting. Today, it's up over 300,000.
Wow.
So, you know, it's
look what's happened just since you've been on my show.
Thanks to you, Jim.
I know.
We've doubled exporters.
I'm so happy I've been able to help out, Doug.
Well, we will take a small amount of credit for it, but people do need help.
Right.
And I think this is one of the key takeaways, is that the research that we've done indicates that if small businesses can get some assistance and be shown the way, they will be interested in at least trying it. And that's what we're trying to tell you today, is if you have a service, and remember in the book, there are a lot of service companies, including some franchises. There's a woman in Michigan who started a company called Two Men in a Truck. Maybe you're
right.
Familiar with it
of
now.
Of course.
And her her high school age boys, and then later college age boys, and her husband, they bought a truck and they started this business, and now they're all over the United States and in 20 or 30 countries
and
around the world.
They're exporting the franchise. How about that?
She exported the franchise.
That's no small task, because that franchise is a legal document. That's not just like selling a product and they consume it and it's over. You're living with people in legally. That's huge to export franchises.
It is. And so if you've got a business idea that's working here, if you have a product that's selling well, chances are it can have a market outside the United States. And I think one of the distinctive characteristics of all of the folks in the story, in the book, is that they believe that the world is flat, that it's
yep.
no longer about North America. It's mm-hmm. really about looking at the globe as your marketplace.
Yeah, and when you have that attitude, you can really diversify your opportunity and not be tied to one economy. When I love telling the story about my friend, a regular Main Street electrical supply house, just a little bit, one building operation, that back in the 80s and the 90s, if they hadn't taken advantage of an opportunity to export when they did, they wouldn't be in business, because when the economy went south in their marketplace back in those days, their export business literally saved their bacon.
Yes, and it's interesting you say that, because there are at least a third of the businesses in the book have a similar story. 2008, 2009, near-death experiences.
Yep.
And it was the international market that kept them going.
It's
and
that kind of diversification, that kind of, you know, a lot of times markets are counter-cyclical. Doug, and when one goes down, another one goes up, and vice versa, and you know, and you just, it's just a way of diversifying. You become more sophisticated as a manager. You become more worldly as a person, and nothing bad comes from that when you're in the business. That kind of knowledge, as you talk about the wit and the wisdom of these people, that kind of knowledge and this kind of perspective is good for growth.
Oh, absolutely. And there's one company in the book, they sell skylights. And, you know, a lot of companies make and sell skylights. Theirs has some different twists to it. But he says that in going abroad and learning what the Europeans are doing in environmental laws, he took, which is a much higher standard than exists here in the United States, he took those lessons, put them into his product, and now he's even more competitive
and
here
operating
abroad.
More efficiently, too, I bet. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the book.
Great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Exporters, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out at export.gov. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.